You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow. I am Dave Graveline, like the announcer guy just said, and as promised, we've been talking about it for months. We are now once again back to our favorite broadcast, remote broadcast from anywhere in the world. It's IFA in Berlin, Germany. It's our 17th year proudly broadcasting from this big event and our 24 years on the air, bringing you further into tomorrow. This is the show we always look forward to. So many cool innovations, in fact, co-innovation. We're going to talk a lot about that in a moment or two. But so many cool products and services and unique things being shown here. Our broadcast studio at the heart in the middle of IFA Next. And we'll learn what that's all about as well. But we're bringing you a lot of interviews over the next 3 hours and next week and the week after that, because there are so many people to talk to. And we're delighted that you've tuned into tomorrow, kicking off the broadcast from Berlin, Germany, here at IFA, of course. None other than the Executive Vice President of Messe Berlin Group and the Executive Director of IFA. He keeps getting promoted in new titles, it seems, every day. Jens Heidecker. Jens, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, mate.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. And another gentleman who keeps getting promoted, he is now the IFA Director, Dirk Kozlowski. Hello, Dirk.
Oh, thanks, Dave, for mentioning this.
That's not a bad thing.
No, good to be here. That's
it's a good thing. And we're delighted not only to be here, but, of course, to have you guys, as always, kick off the broadcast. And who can tell me first, for those new listeners, perhaps, who aren't familiar with IFA, what IFA is all about?
For itself, it's the oldest consumer electronics trade show. It was founded in 1924, and the difference to any other of the trade shows is quite simple. In our founding fathers decided not only to bring the newest tech, the newest innovation to all of the nerds, of the technicians, engineers, developers, or however we call this these days, they decided in 1924 to invite the public, the consumers. This is a true heritage we really try to hold, to keep, and to develop. But coming from a very German radio show in 1924,
right,
we're now the largest trade show for consumer electronics, home appliances, the connected life at the end in the world. Nowhere else will we find so many trade visitors, more than 150,000 trade visitors alone. Among them, 80,000 from abroad, 80,000 international trade visitors,
wow,
plus around about 100,000 public visitors. That's a very unique mix,
yeah,
for the industry, for the press, for the media, and for our exhibitors, especially.
Oh, for sure. And the absolute show that is truly rich in tech history. And that's what this is about.
Yeah.
I mean, with Albert Einstein being one of your first keynote speakers, and it's safe to say that neither of you or myself were around then.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. But that...
I'm not quite sure.
You're not. Yeah, sometimes you feel like it, right? But that is certainly proof of tech history of IFA. You know, you talk about other trade shows, for example, and I'll say, you know, CES in Vegas, they say it doesn't stand for anything. Well, of course, it's the Consumer Electronics Show. Everybody knows that. Oh, but the world knows us just as that. Oh, okay, well, good for you. But IFA, or IFA, and I'm glad you accept it either way, because I use it, you know, both ways oftentimes, has become just, you know, it's not a German show. It's an international show in every which way possible.
Exactly. It's in every single aspect, as Jens already mentioned, the trade visitors which are coming to IFA,
yeah,
from more than 120 countries.
Wow.
And plus the media people. Don't forget the media people, because they are creating at the end the bus, which all the new products and technologies will be on display here. And media people in total 6,000 are coming to this show. 50% means 3,000 or 1,300 are just coming from outside Germany. So they
are we're not the only ones?
I have to apologize.
We only met you so far.
Yes, exactly. No, but that shows, again, the importance of this particular show.
Absolutely.
When you have that many international journalists that are saying, of course we have to be at IFA, because that's where all these new products are being introduced and so many new innovations, thus co-innovation. Let's talk about that for a minute. That's one of our favorite hashtags the past year or so.
Yeah, we are convinced that there is no lonely innovator, lonely startup, lonely company innovating on their own only. I think whenever you look into a smartphone, wherever, there are components, there are processors, software from around the world, the displays from different country, then the processor, then the chipset, whatever. Means every truly innovation in this new digital world is a global innovation, assembled from global ideas, global parts at the end. And then we learned it's not only that here in IFA you can see the products ready for the next season. That's what IFA is made originally for.
Yeah.
That the retailers can come to here, can prepare their seasonal business, and for the consumers that they know what they find soon in the shops. That's one reason.
And this show, mind you, sorry to interrupt, but that's what the importance we talk about regularly, is the only show that counts before the holidays. When people are saying, I want the latest, greatest for my gifts, whether it's yourself, giving it to yourself or others, the fact is, by the time it's January, it's too late for the holidays, so now you're planning maybe for next year.
And on the other side, we learned we have to bring together all the inventors, all the smart people from the industry in a new way. Mm. And that's the reason we developed, first of all, the conception of co-innovation. Means to bring together the smartest guys, the smartest companies, the most innovative startups in one hall, in a special design, to promote the communication between them on the one side. And on the other side, we see that co-innovation is leading to a new concept, IFA Next, and means that's not for this season. What we try to help to develop are the innovations for the season after this next season.
Yeah, true. You're really looking into tomorrow. It should be IFA into tomorrow, but then there's probably some copyright issue.
Somehow like this,
It's too expensive, you can't pay for
it. Yeah, exactly. We don't come cheap.
And honestly, there's one more point we should bear in mind. We do not talk about consumer electronics alone here.
Oh, no, that's true.
It's a combination since quite a while in between home appliances, the automotive industry, and healthcare purposes.
Yes.
So it's really a broad range of industries which are coming together here with each other and creating this kind of co-innovation, as Jens
covered. And great point, because it's taken years, but other shows are now copying those kinds of things. But you guys were the innovators of that, because it is consumer
electronics. At this time, people were laughing about us. How can an IT consumer electronic mobile show, how can they invent, how can they integrate in this size home appliances, this white goods?
Yeah.
And suddenly, it was the best thing we could do, because these home appliances, medium, smaller, large, these are part of our connected life now. And this is one category for the consumers, because they go to the same shop, to the same retailer to buy this. And at the end, technical-wise now, voice control is not only in loudspeakers. It's not only to find in your car. You can find it on TVs and, of course, in washing machines.
Honestly, the difference here at the IFA show floors is we show on display the finalized products which are ready to the market.
Yeah.
So we are not interested just to talk about technology. Technology is behind. But first and foremost, we are coming from the consumer perspective.
Yeah, what we all want the product.
What can I buy tomorrow? And is it worth to spend my money, which I have to invest for my loved one for the Christmas season or the end of the year season? That's exactly the point.
And the real revolution in this innovation is then when the consumer doesn't realize anymore that he's using this new technology, like AI, like IoT, like internet. Yeah. We don't talk about internet anymore. We don't talk about IoT anymore, because it's done.
It's a given.
It's given. It's ubiquitous, whatever you use.
Yeah, right.
Now we do the next step with AI, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. and augmented reality.
I think that's the next revolution at the moment we will see in the devices. I really guess the next 2-3 years you will not recognize any device from this year, because in everything will be integrated AI, and if it's connected as a mobile device, 5G.
That's an interesting thought, that we won't recognize our existing devices in 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
But more things too, real quick, before we're out of time, and then you guys make way for many guests, your exhibitors that are here. We have several of your keynote speakers coming up. Lots of folks, some really exciting things going on again this year here at IFA in Berlin. But there's more than just IFA and that sort of thing. We talked briefly about Shift Automotive. You have the IFA Plus Summit. What is that, real quick?
Basically, it's our future convention where we're bringing together the brilliant minds of the industry, which are just coming to IFA in a environment where they're not going to display just products, but if they are leaders in technology, if they want to share their ambitions about future societies, like what's in for me in terms of elderly people or of healthcare purposes, etc. pp. So it's a different switch of how to make consumer lives better for the near future.
Some very interesting things always taking place every year, but I don't know how you guys outdo yourselves. I mean, it's got to be a task in and of itself every year for what are we going to do next year that's innovative and different and co-innovative.
Yeah, but for example, as you probably will learn this year, Japan will be for the first time the partner country for innovation here at IFA. And that's surely something which we could work on it for the next couple of years. It's a blueprint for us to give specific countries or even region some specific exposure in terms of technology and innovation.
And not only do you do a good job with that, but it allows us journalist types to find these companies, and especially these young startups, these entrepreneurs that have a great idea. And then it's about networking. And we look more for those smaller companies that, as you say, have to get the word out. And it's not easy for them. You know, fine, we know the big companies here that are always making big announcements. And that's wonderful. And they will continue to do that. But it's these smaller companies with things that no one's ever heard of yet. Or some ideas that, wow, that's really good. And then, of course, the buyers that come here are saying, I want to be the first retailer to have that product. And then everybody, it's a win-win-win, especially for the consumers. Everybody's happy. Yeah, love it. Well, again, thank you for kicking off the broadcast. We have so many of your exhibitors we got to get to, so we want to do just that. And we appreciate you joining us. IFA-Berlin.com. You hear us talk about it every single week on Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow, back with lots more from Berlin, Germany, and IFA right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-211-5509. That's 800-211-5509.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, coming to you from the edge of innovation. IFA Next in Berlin is where our broadcast booth is set up for the week. But at this moment, we're broadcasting from the Showstoppers press event. It's the official press event where they invite us media types to come in and chat with a whole bunch of exhibitors. As you may see, if you're looking at the video over my shoulder in the background, this is a very busy room of all kinds of exhibitors here at IFA that are showing their cool new products. And this Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by SkyRoam. Promotional consideration provided by them. Secure global Wi-Fi in the palm of your hand, around town, or around the globe. Visit SkyRoam.com. And by Tiffin. Shop the latest must-have camera accessories. Visit Tiffin, T-I-F-F-E-N.com. the key to making big impacts in health is empowering people to make small but meaningful changes over time in their lives. Our next guest is doing a very good job with that. The head of marketing for a company called Withings, although us Americans frequently will say Withings, but I learned the hard way that they're from France, and she's French, and it's Withings, is Lucy Brotteau. Lucy, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Tell our audience a little bit about Withings first, about the company and what you do in general, and then let's get into something that you're showing us here tonight.
So Withings, it's a company, it's a French company that was created by two engineers in 2008. And since then, we've been building connected devices and applications to help anyone monitor their health and take the right decision for their health in the long run.
And I've known Withings for many, many years with scales that will connect via Bluetooth and things of that nature. Of course, many devices that will have helped people and have helped myself for some time. But a new thing now that you're showing us here at the Showstoppers press event.
Yeah, so of course we've been doing scales or connected watches for a few years already.
Yeah.
We even do smart blood pressure monitors, so we're also more into health monitors and devices. And today we are releasing the Movie CG. It's a new type of watch. It's actually an analog watch that is connected through Bluetooth to your phone. And it's the first analog watch that can record an electrocardiogram super easily in just 30 seconds and tell you if you have a problem of a heart rhythm disorder, specifically atrial fibrillation.
And it's called the Move ECG.
Move ECG, exactly.
Okay, and ECG stands for?
For electrocardiogram.
Of course, we knew that. It was a test. I wanted to make, I wanted to make sure you knew. And rumor has it that you can quickly demo this for us.
Yeah,
so
sure.
For those watching the video, and if you're listening on the radio, be sure to swing by intotomorrow.com and see the video not only with Lucy, but all of our guests here from Berlin this week and next, as we're covering you with lots of folks. Now, give us an idea, if you could, turn a little bit so Chris can get it on camera, and then I will show the app on your smartphone right near this, and so, tell me what's happening here.
So it's this watch. It's it looks like your normal analog watch.
Yeah, very nice.
Actually, I just had to push the button briefly and put my two fingers at the top of the watch. I actually have two electrodes on the back and one electrode on the top. And it's enough to actually start recording an electrocardiogram that is actually the translation of the electrical signal of my heart.
Oh, wow.
And thanks to an electrocardiogram, we're able to know, to detect if there is any rhythm disorder.
And fortunately, you do not have any rhythm disorder, it looks like.
It's good news. I don't have any rhythm disorder.
Oh, it's a good thing.
So it's actually a medical device. So we have been developing this with cardiologists and testing it clinically. And we just received a CE marking for medical devices so that we actually have the ability to give a qualification of this electrocardiogram and tell you if you have atrial fibrillation or if you're not in trouble.
Oh, good. This is a good thing for folks that maybe have any issue or maybe not, so, but just want to know, have a little peace of mind perhaps.
Yeah, so it's giving this peace of mind. What is super important for this type of disease is that it's actually pretty frequent. We consider that atrial fibrillation, AFib, is responsible for a third of strokes.
Wow.
And however, they are like really underdiagnosed because their symptoms can be intermittent, episodic. You don't have them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is actually really little chance that you find them when you're at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
So there was a real interest to get this measurement out of the doctor's office so that you can, however, whenever you feel any palpitation or fast heart rhythm, for example, you can take this electrocardiogram and have the peace of mind off to check that you have nothing or to be warned, to have this kind of early warning system. And the app allows you to create a PDF where you can send all this information directly to your doctor so that he can analyze it and
so
take
easy
action
to communicate the information, and maybe the doctor sees something that we're not seeing because they're, of course, highly trained to look for that. But maybe even just periodically test it and, you know, give it a shot. Right?
So there's a lot of people who are feeling sometimes some palpitation and they don't know what they have. Sometimes they have they've gone to see the doctor, and when the doctor have done any exam, they haven't found anything.
Yeah.
So it's giving them a chance to or have the peace of mind to know that they have nothing, or to have this early warning system.
What's next? What's around the corner and into tomorrow, if you will, for Withings and these kinds of devices to help our health?
So I can't tell you what's happening in the future, but...
Sure, you can. I won't tell anyone. Go ahead.
But we really believe that there is now momentum in creating really health monitors, devices that can be used in the comfort of your home, and really allowing anyone to or monitor a specific disease or detect specific disease.
Yeah.
For example, we've just released a new range of blood pressure monitor, allowing anyone to easily monitor their blood pressure at home, because we know it's something that you have to monitor at home. It's the international recommendation.
Yeah.
And we're taking the opportunity of this regular measurement to help you detect other type of disease.
Well, Lucy, keep making the cool products that help us with our health, and they're also very interesting to talk about, and we'll keep having Withings on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you there with all from Berlin, Germany, and IFA. I'm Dave Graveline, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Welcome back into tomorrow. Once again, coming to you from Berlin, Germany, our 17th year broadcasting from this awesome trade show covering consumer tech, home appliances, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of very cool things. And we're delighted that you've tuned into tomorrow. This Into Tomorrow special from Berlin brought to you in part by Jabra, your engineered for purpose headphones and earbuds. Visit Jabra, JABRA.com for more. By Skyroam, secure global Wi-Fi in the palm of your hand, around town and around the globe. Visit Skyroam.com. Lots of excitement here at IFA in Berlin, and in our broadcast booth, we are bringing in exhibitors from across 30-some-odd exhibit halls, all here at the Messe Berlin Fairgrounds, or the Messe Galand, if you will. Our next guest is doing some really cool stuff, brought a bunch of cool products. You don't want to miss a moment of this, and if you're listening on the radio right now, when you have a moment, visit us at intotomorrow.com so you can see the video not only of this guest, but all of our guests here from Berlin. It's a technology-based company, mind you, that produces camera-related products focused on bringing pictures to life. And you think, well, how on earth can they do that? Watch this, and you'll see. The global head of marketing for CNA Global, representing Kodak, is Paul, and you're going to have to help me with the last name again, Paul.
Zakreski,
absolutely correct. Paul Zakreski, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. When we saw the goodies that you have, and one of your guys, Toby, said, I wonder if you're interested in this and maybe this. And I went, wow. Yeah. We were very impressed with a lot of stuff. So tell me what you're showing here at IFA.
Yeah, so great. So at IFA this year, we're showing our Kodak line of products, starting with products like our Smile cameras. So we have a whole family of Smiles, but basically...
A whole family of smiles.
I like that. And the great thing about them is we have a couple of different products. So this one is the Kodak Smile camera. So these are instant print cameras.
Okay.
So it's really point shoot. You can open it up so it exposes the lens. And you also have an LCD on the back. So it's perfect for you point, you shoot. And you can make some minor edits. You can decide what pictures you want or which ones you don't. And the great thing about it is these instantly print 2x3, what we call our zinc-based paper. So zinc-based paper is zero ink technology. So there's no cartridges, there's no waste, there's no plastic to throw away afterwards. And these print directly out of the camera, straight out of the side over here.
And you were apparently just in Paris right before
the... I was, actually, yes.
There's an Eiffel Tower picture. So, and they'll just print right from the camera.
Right from the camera.
Little pack of paper.
They come in 10 packs. And yeah. The great thing about it, they're also stickers. So every one of them is a sticky back.
Really?
So you can use them as stickers. And so it's a great instant print product, and honestly, it really is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's Kodak Zinc.
So it's a zinc technology.
Yeah.
So the zinc technology is really the engine that drives that, and then with the Kodak products, really creates some really beautiful, stunning images.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And now, what's the blue one? It's a little different, or there's just a plethora of colors?
Well, they come in 5 different colors.
Okay.
But this one is the blue, and this is actually a printer. This is also zinc based, but it now you're using an app to print.
Okay.
So with this to deploy, you snap that open. And it lights up. And basically, you load your paper in the back. So it's very, very easy to load. You just slide your paper into the back, and it's magnetic, so it closes. And same type of process as with the camera, but what you're going to use now is you're going to use what's called the Kodak Smile app.
Oh, okay. So, I was going to say, if it's just a printer, you don't have to even associate a camera with it. Your phone is the camera.
Exactly.
Oh, I like
that. So many people today are using this as their primary camera. So what we're doing here is you can take anything from your camera roll, from your social media, you can bring it down into the Kodak Smile app, and it has a full suite of edits. So I'm just going to bring up a picture we have on here, but when you bring it up, you actually have all these different edits. So you can do all different types of effects that you can put on the print itself.
Mm-hmm.
With filters, you can go into the edit mode, so it allows you to change your size, your resolutions. It allows you to change your all of your contrast and saturation and highlights. So you can go through a complete edit.
All
of
kind
every
of filters
photo.
And yep. everything. So not to put you on the spot, but you could take a picture right now.
Absolutely.
And then just send it to this printer, and we'll see how it works.
Absolutely.
Don't you love a live demo? Feel free.
I am going to have to connect it.
Gotcha.
But from the basis of, you know, all the different ways you can do things, like you can even go and you can doodle on your pictures as well. So it gives you full editing capabilities. And then simply when you're ready to go, when you're done, you just hit print, and then outbounds to that printer, and it takes about 25 seconds to print, but again, prints the same 2x3s, mm-hmm. and all sticky back as well. So you have full customization.
That's really neat. And imagine that at a party or something. You know, you're getting a bunch of people together
Absolutely.
And just having some
Absolutely.
Friends and a few adult beverages or something. and then you have proof.
Yep.
And you can print the pictures right away. About how much does it cost to print each one? I know I'm hearing my audience saying, okay, great, but how much?
It's about 40 cents a print
for
the smaller ones. When we get into the larger ones, they get about 80 cents per print.
Okay. So, but the fact is, you got an instant print, something to take away immediately.
And from an instant print standpoint, these are the least expensive prints on the market. Other instant print technology is more expensive for each print.
Gotcha. Well, then this is why you want to go Kodak.
Exactly.
There you go.
So we move on to the next one. Now, this is the Kodak Smile Classic. So what this does is this takes the two products that we just talked about and puts them in one. So this is a 2-in-1. So this one, very, very easily, turn it on.
Okay, I'm going to say we'll move things around a little slower so Chris can follow along. Oh, and apparently you simply turn it on and it up pops a viewfinder.
There's your viewfinder.
Excellent.
So that gives you the opportunity to hold it up, just do point, shoot, and print, and the prints deploy right out of the front. And now these are 3x4 prints. And these are also sticky back as well, and they come right out of the front. Takes a little bit longer to print for the larger size, but basically these are the prints that you get out of that product.
Okay, very cool. So these are larger prints,
mm-hmm.
and what a nice flower that was. So. And also sticky back. Now that's handy because, my gosh, just have some fun with it. You know,
Absolutely.
Put it right away into an album or whatever you want to do with it, a little poster board.
Yep.
Imagine how handy things like this would be for school projects.
Absolutely. Scrapbooks, you know, other projects like that, greeting cards.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity with these because it's an instant project.
You really want to be impressed. You got to check out what he showed me right before we went on the air with some of these other. Oh, look, it's just you. It's you talking
it's
about
me, yeah,
the camera.
Talking,
how about that? Paul, I'm going to ask you to hang in there just just a couple of seconds while we pay bills. Okay, a couple of minutes. But then we're going to come back and talk more with Paul from CNA Global about the very cool Kodak stuff. Wait until you see some of these other items that you're going to love as Into Tomorrow continues.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 800-785-7512. 800-785-7512. That's 800-785-7512.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're talking to Paul with the Global Head of Marketing with CNA Global, representing Kodak and a whole bunch of other companies. But in this case, we're showing some really cool new Kodak cameras that they're introducing here at IFA. Show us this AR.
Yeah,
so a little augmented reality stuff going on with some. First of all, they're nice prints. They're very cool. We've got one with somebody diving underwater, a little scuba diving going on. And you turned this into more than just a print.
Oh, absolutely. So with the Kodak Smile app, the great thing about it, you can take your photos, and with our AR technology, you can actually bring your photos to life. So basically, when I go in here, I can just hit the AR scan button, and now I bring this up. So any photograph that you have on your phone and any video, we can actually combine the two of them. So, for instance, this one with the diver, when I hover the phone over it, I actually take a video, and I have a video of fish.
There's fish swimming around because you're hovering over the diver's photo.
Absolutely. And when I move it away, it actually goes. So any photo that you put on here, actually the video is actually stored on the cloud.
Uh-huh.
So now you can send this photo to anybody, and they can download the Kodak Smile app, and it's free. And if you send somebody the photo, they can actually do this at home, and they don't even have to have the camera. They can just use the app.
Really?
So if you wanted to send somebody a customized greeting card or just a friend, you wanted to send them a custom message, you can actually attach that message. The video's in the cloud. All they need is this photograph, and it brings the two together, and it works anywhere in the world.
I'm loving it. Now, the next picture I'm afraid to ask, though, you've got Grandma.
So Grandma's
like
here. Yeah, Grandma's having a lot of fun. She's having a little breakfast, I think. But but Grandma's a lot more fun than you think.
Oh my gosh.
She moonlights as a DJ. But,
Grandma's getting down and getting back up again.
So no matter what you're doing, and you can switch back and forth between the two very, very easily.
There's the fish again with the diver.
So it would be really great. You know, you can create like a live scrapbook with this.
Yeah.
So, you know, anytime you took a picture, you always said, wow, I wish everybody could see like this big scenery. Well, now you could shoot the video, have the picture in the scrapbook, and then when you hover over it, they can actually see the full scene because you can capture it. And it's up to 30 seconds of video with sound. So it really gives you that full presentation.
Yeah, imagine you mentioned sending a quick greeting or something, friend or family birthday, and you say, I'm going to do something a little more unique.
Exactly.
I'm not going to just post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send them something
cool.
Right. Yeah. Love it. One thing I'm seeing on the table here has the DLP logo on it, which I remember
absolutely.
To be digital light processing,
which
suggests that this little tiny device is probably a very cool projector, perhaps?
It is.
Uh-huh.
So this is our Luma series projector. This one is the Luma 350. So this is the top of our line. And basically, when you start it up, obviously you're going to go to the Kodak logo. With the great thing about this one actually has Android built in. So you can take this anywhere, and as long as you have a decent signal with the Android built in, you could watch your Netflix directly with this device. It comes with a remote control, and you really don't need anything else. So you can have a full series of apps loaded into the projector itself.
Very
so no matter
nice.
wherever you go, you can project that out. So and this actually does up to a 400-inch screen. So if you have a dark room and a white wall, you can actually project it out, and you can get a really stunning image.
Sorry, Benny. I'm projecting it onto our staff, and we can actually see. Look on the wall behind you. There it is. Obviously, I can focus it. There's a little focus wheel here, and there you go. Look at that. Yeah. This is now what amazes me is as even as we're showing it on the table here under our bright TV lights, this is a very bright image.
Absolutely. It's fully portable. Great thing about it, it has a rechargeable battery, so it lasts up to about 2.5 hours with a single charge. So you can get through a movie.
Yeah.
But it works also plugged in, so it works endlessly when it's plugged in.
Loving that. I mean, you can go out for a little picnic and bring a sheet with you, hang it between trees, and watch a movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what it's perfect for. It's a portable TV. You can have it in any room of the house.
Yeah.
Use it wherever you go when you travel. Mm-hmm. It also works really great with presentations. So you could use it, attach it to your computer, and actually project your presentation.
How much?
It's $399.
Okay. Very cool. But again, so portable and so neat. And we're almost completely out of time, but we have got to include this. We get a lot of calls on the show every week from people saying, how do I preserve my memories? You know, I've got analog memories. I want them digital. I got slides. I got 8mm. I've got, 110 even.
Absolutely.
Remember that? Boy, I'm dating myself.
Absolutely.
You've got pictures that you want to turn into digital memories, and you've got something to solve that too.
Yeah. So this is the Kodak Scanza. The great thing about this is
you mentioned Scanza.
I love it. So you mentioned a bunch of different film sizes, and the great thing about this unit is it actually does all those. We all know you're going through, I did it, found a box of negatives and slides in my mom's
closet.
Old
shoe boxes full of stuff.
And I'm like, wow, what is all this stuff? So with the Scanza, what you can do is you can actually take those negatives, you can take the slides, you can do 35mm, you can do slides, you can do 110, 126. And it also has another cool feature where you can do Super 8. So you could take the old Super 8 movies and you could actually feed them in the front and you can capture individual frames from the Super 8 movie as well.
I'm loving it. You want more information? Of course you do. Visit KodakPhotoPlus.com. And of course, we'll link you there as well from intotomorrow.com. Paul, you're a delight to chat with, even more of a delight with all the cool products. So keep in touch.
Thank you, Dave.
As you come out with more fun things, we'd love to talk about them and share it with our audience.
We absolutely will. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Intotomorrow.com for more. And while you're online, KodakPhotoPlus.com. We're back from Berlin and IFA. I'm Dave Graveline bringing you Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network. Do not go away.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
As we continue bringing you further into tomorrow, this time from another evening press event, this on the first night of the opening of IFA 2019, an event called PepCom, which gathers a bunch of us journalist types to talk with some very cool exhibitors. And our next guest is Bringing Your Data Home, and it's all about security, and it's all about your privacy, and we'll talk about how you bring it home. From Latticework, the folks that make, among other things, Amber, we have the CEO, Pentus Sudarja. Did I say that right?
Perfect.
Perfect. Well, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing great. And I'm really honored to be here to talk about our flagship product, Amber.
It's a pleasure to have you. I know that you have founded some other companies, very large ones, and as the entrepreneur spirit that you have, you found another need for the market, and now you're helping us as consumers. Tell me about Amber.
So if you're like me, personally, I have like tens of thousands of pictures. Our pictures are all over the map. Old devices, they're already dead. You can never find them. What to do with them, right?
So, and like you say, they're everywhere. They're on our phone. They're on our laptop. They're on a tablet somewhere. How do you organize them? How do you save them?
So what we're saying is that today the cloud guys are doing well. They say, give me all your data, put it all in the cloud. Oh, that's great, very convenient, but what are you giving up? They mine your data, right? So what we're saying is that we understand your concern. You know, you have privacy concern, but you cannot give up your convenience. So we have a solution for you, right? Bring your data home, put it on your own device, and own a piece of our cloud. So Amber is the world's first personal hybrid cloud. What it does is that it allows you to store your data at home, on-prem, and it is part of a federation member of our cloud service that we run ourselves.
And okay, so it's
we
not
rely on anybody else's cloud.
Well, that's good. So it's not just a hard drive then. I mean, I'm imagining from your description that it's a hard drive, stays at our own home, so we have our security, but it's a lot more than just a hard drive.
Correct. So you get the full cloud service, right? You can access your data like you access like Google. You just log in, but you log into LatticeNest, which is our cloud service, and you will have access to all your data and anybody who shared your data to you. And you can share your data to anybody in the world as long as you choose to.
So, and you can maybe set up a folder on Amber and say, I only want you to see that folder and that those contents?
Correct. You can share it even with access control, either just read-only or read-write, or read-write and delete. Okay. We even protect you against some malicious guys. Don't give people delete permission, right? Things like that.
So it's for our audience, it sounds to me like kind of a very personal and private and secure Dropbox that you have total control over. And again, the data stays at your home or your office.
Precisely. Actually, we are like Google Photo, Dropbox, and Apple TV in one.
Combined,
yes.
How much does Amber cost? Is there a monthly fee? I mean, I'm imagining the audience saying, this sounds great, but can I afford it?
Oh, yes. Amber actually starts at $549, but it includes Wi-Fi router. It's a premium 4x4 AC2600 router, dual hard drives, so your data is stored twice to protect you against any hardware failure, right? So you have your data security, keep it at your home, and you know the best part of it is that you don't need subscription. All the cloud service is provided to you for free for the rest of your life. In fact, everybody who signed up to our cloud account, like people that don't even own an Amber, like you just share something to someone. Yeah. Even that someone will be able to get 2 GB of cloud storage for free. And that's really important because I don't want to share something to someone. I don't want to just say give. I want to take occasionally. So if they don't own an Amber, how do they share something back to me? So they can share it from the cloud account to me.
Amber sounds terrific, and what website can we visit in order to get more information, maybe even order it?
Oh, yes, you can visit myamberlife.com. That's myamberlife.com. Okay. There's a lot more information there, and you can also make a purchase there.
Okay, myamberlife.com.
Yes.
All right, terrific. And Pantas, you're a delight to chat with. We appreciate being able to catch up with you here at this event in Berlin. And let's stay in touch because I have a feeling you're going to do even bigger and better things with Amber and all the goodies.
Yeah, that is certainly what we set out to do. You know, we hope that we can be of service to the general consumers.
Yeah. Well, I think you're doing it. You got to check it out. So myamberlife.com for more information. Of course, visit us at your leisure at intotomorrow.com. And we'll link to the site that Pantas and his team are working on always, and all the cool products as well. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany, and IFA here on the Advanced Media Network.